Toronto Operetta Theatre closes its first full post-pandemic season with the Canadian premiere of Thomas Breton's La Ferveme de la Paloma, The Festival of the Dove. Performances at the St. Lawrence Centre May 5th, 6th, and there's a matinee on the 7th. And with us to talk about this is soprano Margie Bernal. She joins us on the phone to talk about it. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Ari. How are you?
Oh, great.
Guten Morgen, I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I understand that La Verbena de la Paloma is a zarzuela. But now this is just, is this simply an equivalent of an operetta?
Yes, you are correct. Zarzuela is the Spanish genre equivalent to operetta. It's a beautiful genre that develops mid-19th century, kind of. And it was the response to Spain, to the big Italian movement of opera. They wanted to do their own thing and created Zarzuela.
Right. Now, so we start off, correct me if I'm wrong, please, with a celebration of the Virgin of Paloma Street in Madrid.
Yes.
And so that's what you start off with. So take it from there, Margie. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, I'm not going to spoil the story.
Okay, well, tell us.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about it.
Thank you.
This big festival celebrates the Virgin of the Paloma. You know, in the Hispanic culture, there's a lot of different types of virgins. So this is the one that celebrates in this occasion. And it's a big street festival in which, well, there's a lot of party. And the story develops around a couple of young lovers, Julian and Susana. There are some jealousy involved, unjustified jealousy, and Susana wants to teach Julian a lesson. So lots of things happen around this.
Great.
On a happy note, it will end. Do not worry. it is filled with fantastic music, dances from Seguirillas on. And it also has beautiful romantic influences of Italian music in little parts. It is a wonderful work that has been very, very well put by Toronto Operetta Theatre. In fact, for this Canadian premiere, there has been a couple of numbers of other zarzuelas included to show off more of what the culture and the music in itself is. It has been very cleverly put in. It's fantastic. You will have a taste of what real Spain is, of what parties, festival, and dance music and heartbreak music can sound like in our own Spanish language. We are doing the whole zarzuela in Spanish with English dialogues. And I have to say that I'm very, very proud of this production.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How hard everyone has been working for it.
Now, Margie, what is the role that you are singing?
I am Susana.
No surprise there. Now, who is she?
Susana is a young woman who is madly in love with Julian. Mm-hmm. And she wants to be independent. She wants to have her time with her lover, but she wants him to understand how important it is to trust her and how important it is for her to be free.
Now, good morning, Margie. I'm just reading here that Thomas Breton wrote the zarzuela in just 19 days. How many days do you have and the cast to put this all together?
15.
15? 1-5?
Yes. The cast together, we started last week, and then we are moving to theater next week. So yes, all together, like working as a team is.
And it's quite a large cast.
Yes.
And predominantly Spanish-speaking people, or?
Yeah, it's quite wonderful. I really love the fact that we are bringing the community together.
Yes.
We have Tonatiuh Abrego, who is from His family is from El Salvador, and he has been raised Hispanic. He has perfectly fluent Spanish. We have Olivia Maldonado, who is from Mexican heritage. Mm-hmm. And we have Cesar Bello, who is from Mexico.
I love it.
And we have Stuart Graham, who is Hispanic by adoption, I would say. A man who has been very interested in the Hispanic culture, studying the language itself. He's very fluent in the language. And, of course, all of this under the masterful direction of Guillermo Silva Marin, who is from Puerto Rico.
I understand that. Now, does Guillermo also have a role in this? It says, I'm just reading the promo, that he is a guest artist and stage director. I presume that's a guest artist. Is he on stage for some of this?
No. Guillermo is the stage director for all the zarzuela. He is the masterful mind behind every single movement and every single word say there.
Wow, what a busy guy he is.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I just have a personal question, because I read here with great admiration that you recently got your doctorate, and that singers and anyone else who's interested could look forward to an anthology of Spanish arias and art song. Is that going to be published for students of art song and so forth?
Well, eventually. That's my hope. I need to put my hands on that.
Yes.
I did an introduction to an anthology of operatic arias for soprano from operas from Spain specifically.
Fantastic.
That was what I worked on. And my interest is to start a series of a publication of an anthology series with arias for soprano, mezzo, tenor, and bass, recopilating all of this beautiful repertoire. In there, you would be able to find, of course, the music with the IPA or the words, the diction of the words, for those not familiar with the IPA, and story of the plot, of the scene, and of the composers and librettists. That's what I wrote my dissertation on.
And we really need that kind of thing
to
complement the existing libraries. Wonderful. Yeah.
And this opera is operetta is another great way to be educated.
Exactly.
I understand the Consul General of Spain is going to be there.
Yes, he is going to keep us company on the opening night, and we are very excited about that.
That's wonderful.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Now, I want to thank you so much for coming today. Mm-hmm. Coming on the phone.
Yes, thank you so much.
For speaking with us. Yes, thank
you
so much.
We've been speaking with soprano Margie Bernal, who is starring in the Toronto Operetta Theatre's Canadian premiere of Thomas Breton's Zarzuela, La Verbena de la Paloma. There are three performances at the St. Lawrence Centre for the Performing Arts May 5th, 6th, and 7th. For tickets, please call 416-366-7723 or go to tolive.com or also torontooperetta.com. Thank you so much, Margie.
Thanks, Margie.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you so much.
Have fun.
We hope to see you all there.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.